This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Kendra Von Esch is an author and a speaker, and she's going to talk to us today about prayer. Kendra, great to have you along and talk about how prayer kind of went from being there, something you know you ought to do, to really becoming a transformative force in your life.
Oh, thanks for having me, Glenn. Wow, prayer. It's funny. I didn't even know how to pray for a vast majority of my life other than going to God and asking him for things like, can you make this boy like me? Can you help me pass this test? Can you get me this job? And then once I reverted back to the faith in 2013, I realized along my journey how important prayer was and that it really is communication with God. And so along my journey, I picked up all of these nice prayers, and I learned really how to pray and also to pray to all the incredible resources that we have in the Catholic faith, like saints for their intercession, our lovely Blessed Mother, the Holy Family. It's just so many wonderful resources that we have that I just kept learning and learning. And then once I got with my spiritual director, I started learning even more about St. Ignatius prayer practices. And so I found that when I was out speaking, a lot of people would come up to me afterwards and they're like, hey, how did I increase my prayer life? How do you know what God's saying to you? What did you do? And I'm like, okay, I can't tell you that while we're standing here in a couple of seconds. So I decided that I was going to put a prayer program together for people to help share the journey that I've been on. Of course, there's tons of resources out there, but I tried to compile it, number one, in that emergency situation. So all your listeners can have a free download of prayers that are for people who are at the end of their rope, like worried, stressed, full of fear, like I was for a vast majority of my life, fighting addictions, suffering from illness. Maybe people are struggling with finances or the loss of a loved one. So I just pulled a bunch of resources, Bible verses, prayers, saints that we can pray to in those specific areas for your listeners. It's just a free download. They can get it on my website for the most common struggles, or maybe they can pass it along to someone who's struggling with those as well. And then just to share a little bit more, because I find that prayer has honestly provided me with miracles. I've struggled with, some addictive behavior and a loss of a loved one and stress and worry and fear. I mean, I left my executive career to help others get closer to God and the faith, and that was super duper frightening for me in the beginning. So I decided, all right, you know what? Instead of trying to teach people like in 5-10 minutes after I'm speaking, which I could never cover, I decided to put together an online prayer course, which it's digital. People will get a video from me every day where I share the daily focus, and it builds upon itself, and then it has a weekly theme, and it's available forever. So if you fall off that prayer wagon like we all do, you can just get right back on and maybe go through it again and see, new breakthroughs and experience new stuff the second time around. So that's a discount if you download the prayer guide for the emergency situations and you need a miracle now. There's an actual prayer program that'll be discounted for everybody, and you could also gift it to someone who, is really trying to look to deepen a relationship with God. That was a huge, long answer. Sorry, Glenn.
Oh, no problem. Now, sometimes when we are struggling, we don't even know where to turn. We might know, well, I should pray, but I don't even know. I'm so challenged by this or that particular situation, I don't know how to start. And if we can, have that list available of, what saints might be applicable for certain problems, or even just bringing us back to some of the basic prayers, that can be a great way to start again.
I couldn't agree more. And for those people that are out there who think that they're too sinful to go to God, like I did that during my journey, I kept falling back into really sinful behavior, and I sort of hid from God. I didn't want to go to Mass, and I didn't want to pray. I did, because I came to learn that Mass was you know, important and actually a mortal sin if I didn't go. But when I started going to daily Mass and I would fall off into sinful behavior, I tried to hide. And you know how that works. That never works. We have to go back to God. His mercy is so amazing and incredible. And confession has been one of those necessary components of my life. What a beautiful sacrament. So, you know, I would try to hide for a couple of days, and then I would just look at myself and say, you know, you're in a mess right now. And the only one who's going to save you from this is God. So, honey, get back on that prayer wagon and go to Him. And I have had miracles in my life where I have just turned away from some super sinful behavior, but only through prayer, the sacraments, and His grace was I able to do that. I certainly didn't have my own willpower to change, no question.
We've come off a recent pledge drive that always features miracle moments. Would love to hear some of those miracles that you received regarding prayer.
So I went to confession after 26 years of being away. I wasn't practicing anything. I was one of those non-catechized Catholics, I guess I should say. And I say that with air quotes over here that you can't see. And, you know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I wasn't even going to Christmas and Easter. So I wasn't even one of those creasters that was sitting there. And when I came back to the faith and I went to confession, my second Sunday. So here I am sitting in the pew in 2013 on Easter. I don't know that I'm not supposed to go up and receive the Lord because I haven't been in a state of grace or haven't gone to confession. I actually don't even realize that that is Jesus in the Eucharist. So I walk up as I have for many years, receiving the Lord, going back to my pew, and didn't realize I damned myself. So what happened to me was at the end, I was listening to the announcements, and this particular parish offered confession on Divine Mercy Sunday, which was the following Sunday. And I had no clue what Divine Mercy Sunday even was. So I said, confession. Wow. And here I am, honestly, not even really into this Catholic thing. I'm not buying into the teachings. I'm living kind of a very, very non-Catholic life. And I'm not sure I believe in what the teachings are. But I sat in that pew and thanked God the Holy Spirit touched my heart. And I thought, if I believe in a half of a half of a half of a mustard seed of this faith, then I am so going to hell. I mean, I had multiple mortal sins on my soul and also other mortal sins that I didn't even know were mortal sins at the time, such as birth control and not going to Mass. So when I decided that I was going to go to confession after 26 years, I floated out of there. Now, I got to tell you, I mean, I didn't know about the examination of conscience. I just wrote stuff down on a piece of paper. Well, a big piece of paper. It was 8.5 by 11, and I filled up both sides of all the things I could think of. And I went in kind of, you know, saying, hey, get a load of this, Father. It's been 26 years since my last confession, trying to make light of the fact that I'm a heathen and I need some forgiveness. And he said the most beautiful thing. He said, welcome home. And then I started bawling like a baby and I couldn't stop. I think I was in there for like a half an hour just crying. I could barely read the paper that I had because the tears were coming through my eyes so fast and the lump in my throat. But every moment and every word that I said, I felt almost as if I had this out-of-body experience. I was looking at myself on this kneeler and I, you know, could feel this weight. And then when the priest absolved me of my sins, that was when I almost felt nothing, like my body didn't even exist. And when I came out of that confessional and I walked out of that church, I floated out of there. And my life and the joy and the peace that I felt that day fundamentally was a miracle to me. It truly changed my life. And then the Holy Spirit gave me this thirst for knowledge of this Catholic thing. And I just kept looking up, like, what is this Catholic thing all about? And I was honestly addicted. So the more I learned, the more I understood, the more I was deep in prayer, the more I realized that that is communication with God. And I love God. It's a, you know, you guys on Morning Air say it's a love affair, and it is. It never stops, and it can go deeper and deeper. So I'm actually working on another series of prayer programs that get into the heart of devotions and sacrifice and suffering. And, you know, it's just an amazing faith we have. And everybody, you know, just going to God can receive these graces and these miracles in their own life. So confession for me was a game changer, and it really changed my outlook on what the sacraments are in the Catholic faith. And now, honestly, I go to confession every week if I can. If I don't, I'm there like 10 days to 14 days because I'm really, really trying to be as clean and grace-filled as possible when I receive him in the Eucharist every day. So now I'm a daily Mass goer. I go from nothing to just living my life with God in the center. And boy, what a peaceful, joyful, loving life it is when you do that. And we all struggle with it, though. You know, I've fallen off the wagon. So I just hope everybody really knows that that's where true transformation and love and acceptance comes from, in prayer and through the beautiful sacraments of our faith.
Talking prayer and getting back closer to the Lord with the effervescent Kendra Von Esch, author and speaker today. Now, as Catholics, we have so many different forms of prayer. We have so many different ways to grow closer to the Lord. But sometimes do we make it too complicated, and we need to remember that prayer can simply be a conversation with the Lord?
Amen to that. And in the beginning, like I said, I was kind of like this one-way asking train. And when I realized that it was so important to have silence, which, to be honest with you, I hated in the beginning of my journey, I would be one of those people that would, you know, turn on the radio, turn on the TV. Everything had to have some sort of a background to it. So silence was a struggle with me. Start slow. Just cry to him. I know there's so many people out there that are struggling with life. I mean, it is not easy, which is why we have this wonderful God to help us get through it. And in the beginning, I didn't listen. I didn't rest in him. I didn't even know what adoration was. I didn't, you know, realize that I needed to sit in silence and receive this peaceful rest. And you're going to grow. I mean, everybody's on a different journey. Everybody has a different prayer, peak and valley. And just know that all God wants from us is our time. All he wants from us is our love. And if we fall off, he's the most merciful ever. So just go back to him and ask for forgiveness and get back on, you know, align your will as tightly as possible to his. But in order to find out what that is, you do have to be silent and try to receive what he's telling you. And that's been a good St. Ignatius prayer practice that I've learned. But it takes time. So everyone just be patient, but just know, keep going back to him. And you're right. Don't make it too complicated, Glenn. Just have a conversation and do it daily, every day. Give yourself to him and ask for his help in your life.
Kendra, one more question before we have to go. But in terms of, you know, getting back up again after we fall, even if we've had a great reversion to the faith and we think, wow, I'm getting it right now, we are going to fall. But inspire us maybe so that we know that we don't have to stay down once we fall again.
Yeah. So again, like I said, I've fallen into sin a bunch of times, and I'm ashamed. And I'm like, you know, the child that the father knows that you did something wrong. He's disappointed in you. And so I would run away and not go to him. But then I knew, he's the only salvation and peace that I have. So why not go? I mean, if he forgave me, and I felt like that after 26 years with all of those sins, he's going to forgive me, because all he wants me to do is try and try again. He knows we're human. He knows we're not perfect. So, you know, by the way, you can't hide from him. Nice try. You just can't. He is everywhere, and he knows. And Our Lady is also there just helping bring us to Jesus and help us, you know, come to him in our worst time. He doesn't want us, you know, to line up stuff and make sure we're doing things, you know, like, oh God, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Can you do that for me? It's not a business transaction. As a matter of fact, he wants us in the most miserable, painful, fearful times of our lives so that he can heal us and move forward in our lives together. So just keep going back to him, because that's the only solution and the only way. And for those who are at their rope, go to my website. I know you'll have it on the link. Download that free prayer guide, because I'm telling you, some people who don't know how to pray or don't know what saints are out there to help pray, or even the Bible verses that help us realize that we shouldn't be worrying, we shouldn't be fearful. I don't know if you know, but Jesus says 365 times in the Bible, do not be afraid. So let's not be afraid and go to God.
Find out more at KendraVonEsch.com. Kendra, thanks so much for your time today, and keep praying.
Thank you, Glenn. You too. God bless you.